This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories for you coming right up. Weekend after weekend, we bring the news of agriculture to our television audience through RFD-TV, local cable systems, local television stations, and the internet. People watch us even in Europe and in Australia. They watch This Week in Agribusiness, we're proud to say. Orion Samuelson, my colleague, and I have a long history of covering agriculture. My goodness, between the two of us, it's almost 100 years combined of bringing the news of agriculture to farmers and ranchers and the consumers, too. We appreciate the opportunity to join you, many of you who tune our way. And if you haven't watched our show, please try to do so. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. 4 times a weekend on RFD-TV and once a weekend on more than 120 local television stations from coast to coast. This Week in Agribusiness. Some are breaking through the ice, and some are breaking bones on the ice. After that brutal blast of cold last week, came the ice this week for several communities in the northern Midwest. That icy coat on surfaces has made for treacherous walking. And hospital emergency rooms in places like St. Cloud, Minnesota, have had a stream of patients coming in to get treated, mainly for broken arms. And conservation officers and sheriff's departments are warning about driving out on that ice in the Northland, where many are accustomed to doing that, it seems, this time of year. A couple of weeks ago, a Fond du Lac, Wisconsin funeral director died when his ATV broke through the ice. Authorities remind that about 4 inches of clear, solid ice is safe to walk on. Now, snowmobiles and ATVs need at least 5 inches, they say. And then if you're talking about cars and light trucks, you need to have 8 to 12 inches of solid ice for it to be safe. From This Week in Agribusiness, a longtime Farm Bureau leader in the Midwest and a personal friend of ours has died. Harold Steele, past president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, passed away at the age of 96 last weekend. Until not many weeks ago, Harold was still living in the old farmhouse in which he and Marge raised their family at Dover, Illinois, near Princeton. Harold also, for a time, served in a presidential appointment as chairman of the Federal Farm Credit Administration. I posted about Harold Steele's passing on my personal Facebook page and on my Twitter account. And it sure has been impressive to see how many people shared that they were mentored by or positively affected by, in some way, Mr. Harold Steele. Harold was a proud military veteran who had been awarded a Silver Star for valor in combat. And 5 years ago, Harold opened up his farm on a beautiful Saturday in May for an Armed Forces Day observance and invited us to join him and share some remarks alongside him at the microphone. I enjoyed that Saturday so much that the photo of Harold and I together that day appeared in my book a couple of years ago, Stories from the Heartland. And just a little more than 6 weeks ago, at Christmas, Harold's handwritten Christmas card arrived in our mailbox. Very much appreciated then, and certainly very much cherished now. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.